A university district needle exchange is handing out free meth pipes. This is the only exchange in the city, possibly the country, that's tried it. And that's because the local group that runs this exchange approaches drugs differently. The People's Harm Reduction Alliance is run by drug users for drug users, and they are not shy about their mission: to make drug users the best drug users they can be. Shiloh Murphy is executive director. He's a drug user himself. And he told Ross Reynolds the group decided to hand out meth pipes because too many addicts were shooting up the drug.
The reason they were grabbing syringes was because they didn't have access to pipes. And if all they needed were pipes and they would lower their risk of HIV infections by smoking instead of injecting, then we felt that it was the smart thing to do and the wise thing to do to start handing out pipes.
King County Health operates their own needle exchanges, and we asked the manager of HIV prevention there, Michael Hanrahan, whether handing out meth pipes is something that King County would consider.
It's a question that hasn't been studied. It's an intervention that hasn't been studied. So it's certainly something we would want to look at much more closely before we'd ever say, yes, this is something we would want to do.
So King County wants to wait. You're going ahead with handing out meth pipes. Why do you think your approach is a better idea?
Well, because they had to wait when they started syringe exchange. When needle exchange first hit the market, they couldn't do it because it was an
King County couldn't do it
because it was an unstudied tactic. And I understand King County Public Health is using tax money. We're not criticizing. We're just saying that this is a possibility and this is a chance that we could better the drug users' lives. You know, to be perfectly honest, it would be immoral for us not to go for it.
Okay. So without the data, without the research, how do we know that giving out meth pipes isn't just subsidizing drug use and encouraging it?
Well, people who are using meth aren't going to slow their use or increase their use because of necessarily access to paraphernalia. You still have to go purchase it. You still have to go through all these hoops to get it. People who want services to quit, so let's be honest, those services are closing down, like the King County Detox. So if you want to reduce people's meth use, you should keep their services open that reduce those things.
I'm talking to Shiloh Murphy. He's executive director of the People's Harm Reduction Alliance. That's in the University District and elsewhere. They have a needle and now a pipe exchange. You started with needles 25 years ago. 5 years ago, you started distributing crack pipes and these meth pipes just since March. What's been the hardest sell to the public? Where have you gotten the most resistance?
I think probably syringe exchange was the most difficult 25 years ago. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, syringes today in certain states, their syringe exchange isn't allowed. You know, we were the first in the country to do syringe exchange in the state of Washington.
Why do you think it is that Washington State and here in Seattle has had this attitude towards harm reduction, allowing things like needle exchanges where so many other places just don't even think about it?
Well, I think we're a city that is community-based and neighborhood-based. And I think we want to figure out solutions to problems than rail against the problems, you know. And I was raised by a foster mom who was a teacher in the juvenile detention and just speared this amazing act of, like, you can change your community, you can better your community, this intense sense of volunteerism, this intense sense of, like, this is the best place on earth, let's make it even better.
Shiloh Murphy is executive director of the People's Harm Reduction Alliance. That's a university district needle and now pipe exchange. He spoke with Ross Reynolds.